Well, that's my warm meet and greet morning. Intro.
It's a beautiful day outside. Oh, we thank the Lord for the sunshine.
I do tend to wonder, as the song
also
says,
want to thank
right,
the Lord.
Prone to wonder.
Mary, you have some let's people just, that showed up here today.
Father, and, we do thank you.
I think that was
You're
a very
awesome,
special time for
God.
You.
So, thank you for these wonderful songs.
I don't think Mary probably wants
meeting,
to advertise,
the words,
me to advertise the,
how they've impacted the our life,
number of the birthday,
of how they've impacted
but it's a special birthday for Mary this
years,
week. And
we thank
the
you
Lord
for, those that you touched
for Mary,
both
and we
these,
thank the Lord for her family
hymns.
That could be here today. And, so happy birthday
we just thank
when,
you
it,
how you
when
work
it's here.
In each
so.
Generation and,
and
in each
anyway,
heart
we do thank,
we thank you for working
our great
in us.
God.
We just pray that we'll
if
be
you've
a people
trusted
in
Christ
tune with what you
as your Savior,
and,
you've
we'll
had
a
birthday too.
That are teachable
and
the people that,
that's a wonderful thing. We hope
really
you have trusted in Him.
To you, your will,
let's just ask
work,
Him. We need His help,
and
we need it this morning.
And honor you.
God, we do thank
so we,
you.
We just pray you'll bless our
You're
time
awesome
tonight.
God.
May you guide.
Give us the sunshine.
My
put us on a planet.
And
you loved us and sent your Son to die in our place.
So we
what an amazing God you are.
Amen.
Loving, sovereign, all-powerful. And you care for each one of us individually.
Back to our passage in Romans.
We thank you for that.
What is a time in your life?
Father, we do pray.
I don't know where the red line's going to be, but
that you will just
I'm
enlighten
sure every
hearts
boy have
by
a
your
beeper
spirit.
On it, too.
My words will be controlled by your Spirit.
When we think of a time
and,
in your life,
you would accomplish
really
your will
struggling.
In, our, in these moments together.
With something God said in His
so
Word.
So we thank you in Jesus' name.
And you were struggling
Amen.
With whether it was true or not because of what you were facing.
It's become,
I'm sure,
I'm sure throughout history.
Question, it probably takes us back in
but
various
in our day the same and maybe more. As we approach more toward the end,
obviously a lot of times
we have people
really
who have been in ministry maybe for years. Some of them, their names are well known.
I was thinking one thing
around,
that we probably all,
in some cases
some
around
point,
the world,
is the assurance of our salvation.
And there have been some who
think about
as time has gone along,
maybe
the reasons known to the Lord alone.
If you came to Christ,
they've
early
decided
in life,
that this book.
Several years later, you thought, maybe you're struggling with
isn't
some kind of
a big deal. In fact, maybe this book isn't true
kind of
at
thing,
all,
and you're just really battling.
And
that.
So, what they've
I mean,
done, they've taken their Bible, they've taken God's book,
minister say,
and they've walked away from it.
All right, I guess I saw a quote. He made the comment.
Some of them are still walking.
Half of the people.
Now, you don't have to be well known. You don't have to have your name. On a book cover,
we're dealing with
Christian book cover,
of their salvation.
To I walk thought, away from the Lord.
That's a big percentage.
We know.
I think maybe that
some
had
of those
to do with the,
who have
the
gone off to university,
that was behind that, in that ministry.
They set, seems
but
like that first
think,
year class is just
that,
bombarded.
If we're doubting our
a lot
salvation,
of times that first year class is
doubting
just
God's
targeted.
Word.
By a professor or professors
God, some truth
that want
God's
to make
word.
Drive into them the reality
so,
that that
obviously
book
there could be lots of reasons
is for
doubt.
Morons.
But when we come to this passage,
science proves
Paul is doing his very best
in their judgment
to affirm
that there
to
is
us
no God,
that God
there
has
is no
not
creator,
failed and His word will not.
So
falter.
They just keep walking. Some of those
and,
people that we love,
he's
we
drive
about,
it home.
Are
I think uniquely, it may not seem to
God's
be quite
book.
As pertinent to us.
You know, we're not the first generation
because it
to
seems
battle
in large measure
in this zone.
He's trying to deal with,
but we need
Jewish
to we need
Christians.
To understand. Can we trust that book?
Who were it?
Can
it
we trust it?
At least
is it
some
true?
Sense of a minority, at least
or is it
their,
just a bunch of myths that some guys got together and they
the
just
other
cooked
Jewish
it up?
People that God promised
and,
things to,
and so we're the morons.
Doesn't look like it's happening. You know, has God's word failed? That was part of their struggle.
And, there were Jewish Christians.
There's something else that will come out later. It's
in the
it's
church
down
at Rome.
The road in this section of Romans is also,
and
there was
and
an,
Rome was known for its anti-Semitism.
Of Gentile Christians,
and so some of those
Jewish
Christians,
Jews.
They were Christians. They
and
were in the body
Paul's
of Christ, and there were a lot
that.
Of Gentile
we're
guys and gals
that
in that same group.
But they need to know.
And
what
it was kind of getting crowded for some of these
word.
Jewish people,
and so. We
and,
talked about
and they were beginning to wonder
this morning that God's word will not fail. And now in defending what affirms, he confirms
what part do we have in God's plan?
Old Testament
story. Has he changed the plan?
Especially
I want you to go, if you go with me, let's go to Romans 9.
But to the Jewish mindset, it was very important because it was taken back to
the Old Testament. We go back to a passage that
this principle.
We're going to be in Romans 9, but I just want to,
and it will not
bring in the tale
of Romans 8.
Go to Romans
9. It's a wonderful, Romans 8 is absolutely awesome.
Begin reading.
It's so encouraging.
Just for context, verse 6.
It says this.
If we miss this
in verse 37
then we can kind of get lost
8, and we've talked about this a little bit. This is just an update.
Argument.
But in all these things, verse 37, all these things, we Christians overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. And then
that's the
going through all these issues, struggles, problems, death even.
Some dear believers
had died and have died, are dying even today.
This morning we talked about there's a
and then it says nothing, dropping down,
descendants.
Nothing, all these different areas, nothing can separate us from the, verse 39, can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Nothing can separate us. There's a little word,
who
a little Greek word,
receive the promise,
that
who
would be translated from.
Jesus, who
it's A in our alliteration,
inherit
in English,
God has
it would
promised.
Be A-P-O,
now,
apo.
It says, nothing
for
can
not
separate
all
us
Israel,
from
not all spirit,
the love of God.
Doesn't mean they were not physical descendants. It means that they were not getting the spiritual blessings. They are not all Israel
the Jewish
who are
people?
Descended
what about
from
what
Israel.
God had done for
nor,
them,
verse 7,
them.
Nor are they all
and
children.
Now,
we
talk
about this again,
and
just bringing us up to date.
Now,
Paul,
we're talking about spiritual
he says
children.
In verse 1, I am telling the truth.
But through Isaac, your descendants
Christ,
will
I'm not
be
lying.
Named.
That
is, my conscience testifies
it is not
with
the
me
children
in the
Holy
flesh,
Spirit, who are the children
that
of
I have
God,
great sorrow and unceasing
but the children
grief in my
the
heart.
Promise who are regarded as descendants.
Paul loves
verse 9.
For this is the
Jewish
word of promise. At this time I will
friends,
come, and Sarah shall
nation.
Have a son.
And his heart was broken.
We'll stop
you know,
reading
it's a good,
for the moment.
It's a good reminder
and,
to us to have a heart broken for
in.
Lost people.
But he says then,
the principle we talked
for
about
I
this
could
morning
wish that
is that
I myself were a curse separated from.
Yes.
That's our little
just
Greek
to be,
word again,
to have
A-P-O,
a heritage
from.
He says, Paul, I would be willing to be separated from Christ
context,
for the sake of my
Christian
brother,
context,
my,
to have
my kinsman according
thing,
to the flesh, my Jewish
make
brother,
you a Christian.
Who are Israelites, verse 4, to whom belongs the adoption
the Jesus, that you
as sons,
to
and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving
one
of the law, and the
way,
temple
like
service,
so
and the promises.
Today, those religious leaders thought that their physical birth secured their salvation. That
the
was
majority
Jewish
of Jewish
thought,
people had rejected
born
the Lord.
Into the Jewish nation.
And the,
it's a go.
And
I'm
those
in.
Who had come
I'm
to Christ
God.
Were kind of the minority group in the Roman circle. It
the
seems.
Writer goes on is an individual matter.
And they're kind
Gentile
of sitting there
a
little uncomfortable,
a
like
by being
God
born into a Christian family any more than a Jewish person.
What about all those
promises to Israel? By
those
being
covenants
born into a Jewish family
that you made with the Jewish people.
So he's arguing this, and this is important for us to understand. In order to realize,
is it
that God's
true? Is it true? And they had to ask the question: is it
Jewish
true?
People, but only those
that
who
we can't be separated from the love of Christ.
To this, we might say the spiritual. Those
what's
who
gone
have
wrong?
Benefited and become spiritual heirs.
And Paul's trying
now,
to address
this position.
And
I
it's
know
a big
it,
struggle.
It seemed,
he knows in the mind,
writer,
and probably especially in this particular church,
it doesn't
you know,
seem as relevant
it's not
to
something
us
that
because we're not
we probably
Jewish,
think, well, it's not a big
Jewish
deal.
Mindset.
But for if you were Jewish,
it was very important.
and a Jewish Christian, that's a big deal.
There's a lot of things in the writing.
But also has real relevant application to us.
Because.
If God did not keep his promises, his Old Testament promises to
the
Jewish people,
and have unity among, and he'll talk about that later on.
What gives us assurance that he'll keep his promises to us?
Not feeling superior, you know, for a Gentile Christian, not
what,
to feel
what assurance do we have that we can trust this book?
Of course, that just kills a church if you have people who are looking down on other believers.
But has God changed?
These Jewish people are still struggling, and Paul's
has the promises
to help them.
In his book
for
changed?
This is the word of promise. At this time I will come, and Sarah will have
it has
a
to
son.
Be thought through, because you see, a lot of people
okay.
think, well, you know,
he's
this book is irrelevant.
For
this
and
is the
walked,
word
and they're
of
still
promise.
Walking away.
Now, there was a promise given, and maybe you've struggled with
of
it. Maybe
Isaac's
you've never shared that
birth.
With anybody.
Now, I'm going to read,
but there are some
promise,
things in the Bible.
And if you want to just listen, or if you want to read along,
God,
I'm going to read. Pick a few. Are you going to keep this promise
of Genesis 18?
God, is this passage true?
And this is the backdrop.
Just think back to the verse earlier, and we all would have heard of it, and probably many of us have memorized Romans 8:28. All things work together for good.
At this time next year,
to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. You got to be kidding! All things work together for good.
Kind of a hilarious story, really.
And some of our loved ones are battling with cancer,
so she's got to just listen.
I was just talking to a dear friend in Nova Scotia,
Abraham. Sarah's listening.
He's been one of my very good friends. We were elders together.
Abraham and Sarah were old.
And his heart is failing. And that was one of the reasons we really wanted to get back is just to spend some time with him.
She was past childbearing.
And you say, God, all things work together for good. Heart failure works together for good. And some of his family members are probably looking on, and thinking of this old Christian thing.
This is a joke, right?
You got to be kidding.
And then she says, after I
and some of them
old,
have decided, that this book is for the losers.
And the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh? Of course she did not.
So we have to ask this question. We have to have confidence in this book, or we're going to end up walking.
Saying, shall I indeed bear a child when I'm old?
Now,
so old?
He brings these things to our attention. And Paul knows the struggle. And then he says in verse 6, and this is where we want to come, Romans 9, verse 6. But it is not as though the word of God has failed.
That's the promise. Sarah will have a son.
It is not as if
it was a miraculous promise, because as she acknowledged, she was too old.
The New Living Translation put it this way. Well, then, has God failed to fulfill his promises to the Jews? And puts in a question mark. But really, it's stronger than that. It's not as though God's word had failed. It's a statement.
And of course, that's where.
But of course, in a lot of people's mind, it's a question.
Thing came into play.
Has God's word?
But God fulfilled his promise,
apart.
And we read it.
Actually, it's interesting.
At this time,
I read this quote.
At this time,
the Jewish Christian's perspective, God's Old Testament promises to Israel appeared to have failed.
Determined the true seed.
The word translated "failed" suggests a picture of a ship going off course. In classical Greek, the word is a nautical term describing a ship being driven off course onto the rocks.
Do you understand what we were saying?
And one of my sons and I, we went down to Lunenburg.
The promise was going to be fulfilled.
And one day,
line.
It was just kind of a dad son deal.
Therefore,
we were just taking some time.
God's
off.
Word or
in
promise
is
not
Nova
failed.
Scotia shore. Well, there's a lot of shipbuilding.
For his promise
has gone on over the years.
Was not a blanket promise
and
to
so
all
the natural
descendants.
Things.
That's the point.
And
his word
the Blue
has
Notes
not
was
failed,
built
and it will not fail.
They have
we talked
museum,
about this morning,
I
told
you
about
this, but it still caught my attention. We went in, and my son and I were just looking around this little museum
that were made to Abraham,
and they had a map
Isaac
of Nova Scotia.
Amazing promises.
And you're looking here through the glass
one
on the map.
The acknowledgements
and all of the there's
obvious
little,
evidence
little
that
pins
those promises will be fulfilled. Is
all
that
around
Israel
the island
still exist.
Of ships that had sunk.
So many nations. You think of all the people that have tried to crush
off the
Nova
Scotia coast.
Israel. Over history.
A lot of them have been driven into the
just
rocks.
Think of all their enemies.
You see, if we were
the
to look at a map like
is
that,
because God,
a spiritual map,
God has preserved
it looks like
them
a lot of Christians have hit the rocks. And so,
but
you don't need to.
Those who will actually
you don't need to
benefit from the
God's
promise.
Word.
If the promise,
God's word has not hit group. The rocks,
and
now,
you don't need
him.
To hit the rocks.
And
we read,
you don't need to crash.
Not only this,
in your Christian life,
he's supporting it even more. Not only this,
again,
Sarah
I quote: had God's
son,
word been driven off
this,
course by Israel's rejection
Rebecca.
Of Jesus the Messiah,
so
many
so
Jews had rejected
Abraham and Sarah,
and
now we have
Lord Jesus,
Isaac, and Rebecca.
Can a
so
man frustrate the plan of God and drive it off course by refusing to believe the word of
and
God?
And this is a further confirmation. And not only this,
see, just because people walk away from the word, does that mean the word's untrustworthy?
Rebecca, as
it's
well,
it's not true. Does that mean it's not true?
Point.
Just because one tons of people have rejected it,
there was we think
God
of,
talks
of
about
Rebecca.
The truthfulness
in this case, there was both
of his word in the Old Testament,
the same mother,
and I just want to read a few quotes.
In the same
this
moment,
is,
conception. They were twins.
In Isaiah 55,
very, very
verse 11,
this
God's talking
gift.
About his book.
Now,
so
his
will
promise,
my
though,
word, in verse 11 of 55 of Isaiah,
Rebecca,
be which goes forth
she
from my mouth,
had,
I will not,
twins,
it will not return
we,
to me
remember.
Empty. without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it.
Verse 11.
God says it, it's going to get done. And then in Numbers 23:19, it says, God is not a man that he should lie.
I thought, what a statement.
So,
you know, men tend to lie, right? Especially getting a tight spot.
Who can we count on to make this promise happen? Or,
you know, we learned it really early. You know, your mom caught you with something, right?
I didn't do it.
Though the twins were not yet born.
We get this really quick.
And
but
God's
nothing.
Now, this part comes back.
God does not lie.
The issue of
nor a son of man. God's not the son of man that he should repent. He doesn't have to repent. Doesn't have to change. He has said, and I will do it
to impress him.
Or he has he spoken
anything good or bad?
Neither one of the boys. And will he not make it?
Because they weren't born yet.
They were still in the womb.
Although they seem to be fighting in the womb, I think.
We can trust it. One has said, the main thing in this section is that though the Jews had failed, God's
word had not.
These little boys
were already, they were at each other in the womb.
I just think, just to give a little bit more elaboration.
To their mother. But anyway,
what God's word has not failed
in dealing with the twins in this way.
And one commentator kind of adds, fills it out, some of the promises in the Old Testament to the Jewish people.
God has purpose, so that God's purpose,
according to his choice, would stand. This is William R. Newell. He taught at Moody Bible years ago.
We can put it this way.
He wrote
God's
commentary on Romans.
To fulfill what he
and this
has
is part of what
designed.
He said in this section.
God is,
but
God
here
is
Paul refers to those great promises God had made
to his
Abraham,
choice,
then to Isaac, and then to Jacob. Now, conferring blessing
God
upon their seed,
to fulfill his
announcing himself
word,
as God of Israel,
his choice,
giving them
is like
by oath the land
button.
Of Palestine.
Red button. In your
placing in David's
election.
Line the promise
it does,
of perpetual royalty
on
earth,
on my Bible
prophesying
program,
a great and glorious future for
election.
Israel,
that's
not
that's
only
the
in the coming millennium or thousand-year kingdom, but in the new earth which
that
follows.
Word, just like, oh, man, all
that
kinds
kingdom.
Of emotions light
so
up
we say, whoa,
who you are and where
what
you
about
are.
All these promises? What about, but in God says,
one time somebody said, oh, we don't believe in that.
I haven't lied
well,
to you here.
I understand.
I'm not going to cut you short. These things are going to happen.
And it's a biblical concept.
The promises to the Jewish people will be fulfilled. They will not fail.
Which I've read a lot of things.
But you know, there's a lot of people believe that they fail.
There's, it's still
even some Christian people believe that.
By different people.
One writes this. This is
a very emotional
quote by a man who
wrote
a letter to friends of Israel, who
was
a minister to obviously primarily focused on Jewish people.
William
and
Carey,
this man, a Christian, says,
missions.
I was
now,
always taught that as Christians,
this,
we are the new
man,
Israel
William
because
Carey
the Jewish people rejected Jesus as the Messiah and had killed him. So in other words,
continent.
This Christian was taught
and a man
that
who held a
the Jews, they, because they crucified Christ, all the promises
said
have
William
been
Carey,
nullified.
The father of modern missions. He said,
young
man,
sit down when God wants to
and
save the
heathen.
And then the writer of this particular article says, the theological argument that God is finished with Israel and the Jewish people and now favors believers exclusively is a matter of grave concern. Commonly called, this theology is called replacement theology. The teaching now has penetrated many Bible-believing churches.
They both are taught. God is sovereign? No question.
That's a pretty big deal.
And people who hold different views...
See,
if they have
the thought
sound
is,
theology,
God erased his promises
understanding,
to the Jewish people because they were jerks. They were. They put Christ on the cross. We understand
how that.
That
sovereignty is carried out.
They don't
God
deserve anything.
Control, yet man,
what about
in
us?
In a biblical view, man is responsible for his choices.
Think of all the times we've
and
failed.
Both things are true.
Now,
there's
do you
many,
think we're
many
a great replacement for the sons
election.
Of Israel?
I'm not going to really go there tonight.
Lord's but if God has dumped Israel,
but it's I want to
how can we be sure he won't dump us?
Because I know it's a hot
see,
button issue.
So
because God keeps his promises
that I'll handle
to
it
Israel.
Godly in a wise
he
way.
He will keep his promises to you.
But let's just look at the again. One thing when we hit
mess
when we hit an issue like that,
but
a lot of times
it
it's like
God
hitting ice
up.
On a road
and
you're
God
going
doesn't
along,
lie. And you're thinking, okay, your destination
God loves us so much,
such
he'll keep his
point.
Promises
and
to
you hit
us.
Ice, and then you just kind of go everywhere, and you forget where you're going.
You know, how are you doing?
You forget where, well, we don't want to forget where the passage is going.
Counting on
and,
God's book.
Notice what it says, that God's choice
you see,
would
now you,
stand,
you may be,
that it will be accomplished.
You
know,
so I would never, God's will I would never,
be
I would never walk
purpose
away from
will be
God's
fulfilled.
Book.
That's the intent
question.
Here.
The
how much do you read God's book?
Not because of works.
Not because
I mean,
of works.
Is it just something that you got on the shelf?
I'm amazed how many Bibles I got. One scholar
right.
just
put if it I was a Bible collector, I'd be doing really well. How much am I reading God's book?
Distinguishing between Jacob and Esau, the twins,
and then,
preceded
and then,
their birth.
Then I should ask myself, do I believe what I'm
the
reading?
The possibility of being
do I believe what
in
he
any
says?
Way dependent on works. So, and again,
I can do
we
all
know
things
no
through Christ
one.
Who strengthens
and however
me.
You define this, however you look
that?
At this passage, we know biblically.
Whatever I got to go through
no
today, whatever I
got
to go through
works.
Next week, whatever I have to
no
go through this year,
by.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens
God,
me. Do I believe
God
that?
Amazingly.
Or am I getting up every morning and totally wiped out by
works.
Anxiety?
We are saved by grace through
in
faith.
Fear?
It's a wonderful, wonderful reality. Not of
do
works.
I believe
but anyway,
that?
In this passage, he's talking about
and then
not
do I
of
just
works.
Meditate?
He's looking at these two boys.
Do I just spend time
but because of him who
I mean,
called.
God's book is so huge.
You see that
so
not
big.
Because of works.
I can't
but because
get it
of
in
him
a, just
who
a glance.
Calls.
Just
divine
a quick moment.
Work
how much time do I just
was
think
behind
about
the special
it.
Setting apart
just take
of
a
Jacob
phrase.
Instead of Esau?
God so loved the world. God
and being
so
the
loved
spiritual
the world.
Heir.
God so
so
loved the world.
What you have
taking
two generations.
Phrase, just thinking about it. And then how what
God,
am I doing?
God looked. At the first,
you know, it's
Adam,
one thing to
Abraham,
to
me,
hear
Abraham
it.
And Sarah.
It's one thing to think
okay,
about
their
it.
Son.
It's a
Isaac.
Totally different
God's
thing.
God's going
to
really
work through
believe Isaac
it enough to live it.
Not through Hagar's son.
So is God's word looking
and then,
like it's making
the next
an impact
generation,
on my life?
God said,
maybe
okay,
we should ask our neighbor.
My plan,
does
my
he
promises
God's book?
That I give to Abraham are now going
don't
to
do that.
He said, oh, that's
Isaac,
embarrassing. You know,
but if people are looking on, does it look like we believe God's book?
One of the twins.
So God says,
so you see this, and God is saying,
I will not
I
fail
am
you.
Bring about my
I have not failed
purpose.
Israel.
Fulfill
I
my
will not
word.
Fail you.
He made a promise
now,
he's going to fulfill.
He goes
his
on,
promise.
And we'll just do a little bit of this.
And it was
but
said
he
in
gives
verse 12.
Further explanation. He fills
it was
us
said
out. In defending why we can trust
the
God's
older,
book. And why
is,
God
again,
has
Romans
not,
9, 12, and it is said, the
is not
older
finished with Israel, has not abandoned Israel.
Well, that's interesting.
Notice,
again, I want
in
to go back
6,
to the Old Testament passage.
Again, we follow,
but it is not as though
so
the word of God has failed for
explanation
from where it came from.
For they are not all Israel
and
who
again,
are descended
really
from
the heart
Israel.
Of the Jewish person.
Now,
right?
I know,
touched.
It's a little thick. It seems kind of, you know, I remember when
and
we used
so
to irrigate.
In Genesis 25, verse 21,
we're rubber boots and we're going,
on behalf of his wife,
you know, it's all, you know, all the muck and, the,
and,
you're,
the
and you, if you, you weren't careful, you pull your shoe out and then you're like,
whoa,
I lost my boot, right? Sometimes going through
but
you know,
the children
stuff that makes
together
us really
within
ponder.
Her.
And what
say,
is God trying to say?
Said,
here?
It
gets a little heavy.
If it is
thick,
so, why then
really
am
important.
I this way?
Or Paul wouldn't have given it. God
I mean,
wouldn't have given it.
You must have had a lot of.
So think about this.
This was all this
he says,
battle going
he's,
on.
He's
right?
trying to help us understand
so she
this.
Went to
for they are not
the Lord,
all Israel,
and the Lord
who are descended from
two nations.
Not all Israel.
And two
now, what
people
he's saying is,
will be separated from your body.
They are not all.
And one people shall be stronger than the
other. Special
and the
select
older,
group.
Notice our phrase, the older
within the nation
will serve
of Israel.
The younger. Notice that's our phrase.
They don't all get the spiritual blessings.
So what he's doing is going to, okay, let's go back to the Old Testament. I want you to see
among
this
God's
from your
physical
scriptures from the Jewish perspective.
The nation of Israel.
And the older, Sarah heard this.
There is,
I mean,
there is a subset, there's a smaller group
that one nation, notice
who
we're talking about nations here, one people will be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve
it's
the younger.
It's kind of like
now
having two circles.
Not consistent with their
national
cultural practice.
Physical Israel is a big circle.
The older was supposed to have the priority.
All Jewish people
the
come through
so this
Abraham,
was different. God,
Isaac,
God, Jacob,
God's ways
was
those descendants.
Not
and within this, there's a,
the normal
a smaller
in
circle
the
within the
now
larger
notice
circle.
Verse 13,
those who
just
have received
as it is written.
The blessings that God offers
now, where is
through
it
faith in Christ,
that we're
gonna, the Messiah.
What we're going to read here. In verse, again, this
it's
is
available
13,
to the larger circle.
Just as
but many in
written.
That larger
now,
circle,
notice,
as we know today, have rejected.
If you're looking in your
Bible,
you'll notice it has a reference.
And if they go to
Malachi
their grave rejecting the Messiah, they stay in the larger circle, but they're
the
not in the
Malachi,
inner circle,
Old
in the
Testament,
smaller circle.
Very last book in our
one has stated this
scriptures in the Old Testament.
Why hasn't God's word failed?
Again, I'm going to read in Malachi 1, verse 4.
For they are not all Israel,
the oracle
which
of
are
the word
of Israel.
Of the Lord,
this
Israel,
short sentence
Malachi,
is of paramount importance.
And then
Paul's
says
point
this,
was
I
that being a physical
you,
descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob doesn't make one a recipient of God's
Israel,
promises to
okay?
Israel, since
the
only the spiritual descendants of Abraham, Isaac,
say,
and Jacob are the recipients of those promises.
Was not
a
Esau's,
spiritual Jew is
Esau's
a person
Jacob's
who has been
brother,
born into the Jewish
the
family
Lord,
and has trusted
I have loved
Jesus
Jacob
as the Messiah.
This, get
it's a big distinction.
Difficult passage,
important,
and we'll come back to it. But I have hated Esau.
And he's trying to help us get
and I have
this
made this in his mountains, Esau's
so
mountains, a desolation.
Think
and
God
appointed
has
his inheritance for
in
the jackals
God
of the wilderness.
Promised.
And if you drop down to
they are not all
the last
children
part of verse,
notice he goes on in 7,
says,
they are not
the
all
people
children
because
the
they are
Lord
Abraham's descendants.
Is indignant forever.
Now, one thing to keep
you
in
know,
mind
it's interesting,
is that this was written a long
know,
time after.
Several of the ladies
the two little boys
are going to be off to Israel in the near future,
born,
which is an exciting thing to do.
Right? This is written along. So this is not just dealing with the boys.
But you'd be
with
walking
the,
down
their,
you'd be walking down the streets.
The,
most of
the
them are kind of narrow.
Came
and
out of
and I remember
in
one of the buses that we
now,
were
so,
in.
So really
you know,
what
we
he's
got
referring
caught
to in this
and going down and there wasn't
Malachi,
any place to go. It was all
Malachi,
plugged up. And so
Jacob I have loved.
Best bus driver in the world. He was able to back. I don't know how many.
We can understand this part.
And going
Jacob,
down all these unique places,
him,
right?
Or in other
but
words,
you know
he
what?
Did what was
you're
best
walking
for him.
Down,
he
you're walking
Jacob
down, and all these different kinds of Jewish people. You know, some of them got the cool hats,
God
you know,
blessed,
and the little diddle
God
diddle
blessed
hanging
Jewish
down,
people.
And then some of the young people,
and,
they've got.
Love. I said
this to my wife one day when I was walking along, and of course, there's always soldiers around, and a lot of them are just young people, right? Just young.
What can I do that?
I remember one day I was walking down, and this group of
so
young people were going this way, probably
and
high school,
the
college, in
that
zone.
That God
and,
promised.
They were marching, you know, and they had the green beret
with Abraham,
and then they had machine guns hanging over their shoulders.
Come through, and
I thought, whoa,
is now
I hope I'm on your side, right?
In the nation.
But you know what?
That has come.
The sad thing
from
is, so
Jacob,
many of those dear people.
Jacob, that I have loved.
Have rejected
but
the
Esau,
Messiah.
And this is where we find a struggle with it, Esau, I have hated. Now, it's not hated
and,
in a sinful sense.
I told
you, know,
I told
think
you about
hatred
one situation where there's
so animalistic
and
you know,
a
just
friend
hate,
and I were sitting at a table
toward
and having breakfast. And
but Esau, who
well, no,
was not chosen
in the
in this,
yeah,
to be the spiritual heir that
it
promises would come through his line,
he was like, you know,
was not,
well, he
not
could tell we weren't very Jewish and he was making fun of us.
His group, his nation that followed him,
and you know what he was trained to be?
The same blessings his brother's group.
He was trained to be a rabbi.
And so, in a sense,
see,
he does not get the benefit.
At this
of,
point, may the Lord stir his heart, bring him to Christ. But at that point,
nation.
He's a descendant in the larger circle.
It's proof that
but
Esau
not
was not the
spiritual
in the smaller
heir.
Circle. Now, again,
and
how
so,
can God do that?
Paul is trying to drive this home that the promises are still going
to
be fulfilled to the smaller circle of Jewish people. I cannot understand notice what,
why God
again,
should
he,
say
he says this.
He hated Esau. Verse,
nor are all they children because they are Abraham's descendants.
Replied,
no, they're not.
That is not my difficulty.
And though
man.
Isaac, your descendants,
my
will be
trouble
named.
Is to understand how God could love Jacob.
Through Isaac, your descendants
you know,
will be named.
Well, look at Jacob.
That's interesting.
I'm not sure I'd want to have him my next door neighbor.
In the story.
Right? You think of all the finagling
where that
he did.
Comes from is in. In Genesis,
but
you,
God
you perhaps
chose
remember
to work
the story.
Through,
Isaac
yeah.
was
and not to have
the
special
same
benefits
and,
for Esau. Although,
was,
if you look at Esau's life,
and Hagar, the Egyptian
Esau
maid,
himself,
and her son,
God, there
and her son was mocking,
way, but not this
Isaac
of being the chosen,
making fun of him.
You know,
whatever he's going to do, right?
Well,
Sarah saw that
this.
She was so
and,
off the top mad.
Food for thought.
And she
God
said to
chose
Abraham,
Jacob before the babies were born.
Said, drive out that maid and her son, for
the
son of this maid
evil.
Shall not be
so
an heir
God's
with my son Isaac. Get
that
kid out of here.
Conduct.
He is not going to make
Verse
fun of my
is a
son.
As we saw to Malachi 1, and refers
God
to
said
nations.
Abraham,
Israel and Edom.
Do not be distressed because of the lad and your maid.
Whatever Sarah tells you
God
to
does
do,
not
listen
hate
to her. I found
sinners.
That amazing.
And he refers to
then
John
he makes
3:16.
It, God makes this
God so loved the world.
For through Isaac your descendant
shall be named.
John 3:16 makes it clear that he loves
more
sinners. This statement here
but that's where
has
this
to do with national
through
election
Isaac,
and not
your descendants
not,
shall
some
be named.
Would obviously not agree with that.
Not through the
but
other
But since
boy,
God's election of Israel does not depend
Isaac
on human merit,
and so God,
even early on, showing us this principle,
purposes of God.
He's showing us this
faithful,
principle.
Even though his people are unfaithful.
Now, again,
Ishmael was not in that
more
line.
With some of that in the future. But I think
and
he's
it, again,
with,
it just highlights that all the descendants
when he sees Esau, it's not just Esau.
Did not receive the same privilege.
The promises did not extend through Esau to his
That is,
clan or nation.
It is not the children of the
and
flesh
of,
who are the children of God.
If you
but
look
the
at
children
Edom,
of promise
they became enemies
are regarded
of,
as descendants
of Israel.
Not the children,
so,
not
so
just because
not, well,
they're
they
born
get a fair
into
shake
a Jewish family.
But
that doesn't
the
make them
we
automatic
don't want to lose
sight
of
and
God.
There's lots of discussion. This whole
children
section, Romans 9 through 11,
promise.
Is a very challenging section.
One
and,
writer says
Isaac was the object
way,
of the divine promise.
We're trying to honor
to
the
Abraham.
Lord, just try to understand it the best we can and just please the Lord.
So
now,
you can pray for us as we go through it.
But I want to bring back what he's
physical
trying to
descent
right now is
does not
that
equate
God's
to
word
spiritual
has not
blessing.
Failed. That's the big idea. God's word
now, you know,
has not
if,
failed.
If we think about
Israel's
that,
condemnation,
you say, well,
and the majority of those who have rejected
the Messiah,
I'm not
Jewish, I'm not,
does not
it's not my deal.
God has
but
failed.
You know what? There's a principle here for all of
and
us.
Keeping his promise.
Principle here for our children and our grandchildren.
You know, you think of
just
think
to have parents,
with Jewish
and I thank
right
the Lord
now,
so much that God gave me
I
a godly dad,
I think from
a godly
Israel,
mom.
Glory.
Thank the Lord.
Friends of Israel.
But you know what happened? Christian parents.
Is
spiritual
glory,
parents,
I guess, is our magazine.
Does not make
chosen
you a
people.
Spiritual kid.
And so you think there are different
you know,
groups.
See,
you see God
I was,
working
I,
among
I,
Jewish people. Bringing
I had an interesting, I shared this on Wednesday night, but I had a very interesting conversation
we
with a man on the airplane as we were flying
him
back.
For years now, but he's a dear brother.
And
with
from Nova Scotia,
a friend of Israel,
weekend.
And he ministers in New Brunswick.
His
dear, dear Christian
he
man,
is a retired
and his wife,
police officer,
especially to Jewish people,
and
really doing
we just had
they can,
just
trying to win
chit chat back
Jews,
and forth,
Jewish
and,
people to Christ,
and of course it came
but
up. You know,
day,
I was in ministry, and you know,
and it was mentioned
and,
earlier.
He didn't move day. Away from me; he wasn't scared of me. But you know, we were obviously in different worlds,
in
right?
And in
but we had this
that,
great conversation and just going back
God's
and forth. And I wanted to get to know what it was like to be a police officer and how he had got through that and how he could cope with all the memories. He said he never forgot any of the events that he had to deal with.
But
as
in
a
this
police
passage,
officer,
what we're trying to realize
kind
is
of
that
amazed.
God keeps his
And we, anyway, we had this great conversation. Well, we came around to spiritual stuff, right? And
no failure.
It was interesting. God.
I think the struggle
he said his
have,
mother
sometimes
his
it
mother,
looks like God's word has failed.
Is very religious.
We think well,
and
well,
he told me
know,
what
this,
group she was a part of, and
die.
She may well be you a Christian.
He'll supply all her needs,
no
idea,
but I know she's very
well,
religious.
That seemed like he's, you know we don't we feel like we got needs he hasn't supplied.
And the more
God
we talked, and then and, we were talking, and,
he will not
and actually had the
circumstances may cause us
and he says he's
going to
read
God's word
and. But before we got off the plane,
well, God's word will not
he,
fail.
I mean, here he's
sometimes
a police officer, and he's,
term,
he's actually he's working
heart,
for a,
hope.
An investigation group right now. Fulfilled. But anyway, so he's on
I
his way to
of,
a conference. Anyway, so we were just about ready to get off the plane, and he brings back his shirt, and he pulls up a little bit, and there's a cross.
And if we
around
were
his
to
neck,
look,
I'm sure his mother gave it to him.
And we were to look at individual situations. We say,
now
well, God,
I really
why
like
you,
this guy.
Why aren't you there for them? Well,
but you know what?
A
cross around your neck, religious
you
mom, that's not going to save anybody.
And but if you're one of those, let's say you're a North Korean.
And I'm praying
and
that God will
Christian,
save this man.
He might.
I could just see there
some,
seemed like some interest there.
All things work together. We mentioned
He's seen
this
life
all
at its
together
worst.
For good to those who love God. How in the world is that?
And well, I think he's hoping for the best.
Expectations that will be met.
But you see, to be
stand throughout eternity.
Have
one
a
of the things we
physical heritage.
Measure a lot of times, but God's word by just a moment.
And we pull the principle out from the Jewish context into the Christian context. To have a spiritual heritage does not make you
a
Christian.
Are frustrating when things are not working
through inheritance.
John Huss.
It's only
if you
by remember,
if you've ever seen
Christ
the DVD and we've shown it here.
That we're saved.
Remember, he was
and that
at the stake.
There's so many people hanging on. If you sit down
the cardinal,
and you talk to a person who's had a little bit of a religious background, maybe
the,
over the top
the death of
religious
John
background, and you listen close. Many dear people
it,
are trusting
what actually happened
in what their
it
parents did.
John
you know,
Huss
they well, my parents drugged me to Sunday school when I was a kid. I'm still trying to overcome the problems, right? They drug me to church, right?
Following immediately.
They think, oh, man, somehow that might get me saved.
My spirit unto you, O God.
Only personal faith in Christ will save
anyone. God fulfilled his promise to John Huss.
Have you ever trusted
Christ
as your Savior?
That God,
he's the only one.
That the Lord Jesus
was not by what your mom said, what your dad did.
He knew his home.
Not how many times you had to go to Sunday school.
Even
it's what you do with Christ.
When being put
he
to
believes
death,
in the Son has everlasting
May
life.
God help us not lose
May you
heart.
Put your faith in him if you haven't.
When things don't work out.
Let's
like
go
we
back
want.
To our original thing.
But may we cling to God's word because he is faithful.
Can you trust God's
fail.
Book?
Let's pray.
Father, Paul
we
says,
pray. Yes,
that our,
yes.
our faith will grow.
Then the question
our
comes
confidence
to us,
will be certain.
Do we trust God's
and
book?
That even when we walk through the rough spots, the hard, the slick
See,
spots,
that's the question.
The desperate times,
we
the
just
answer
remember,
in part
you are
measures
true to
what
your
am I doing
word.
With God's book?
Help us cling to it.
What am I doing with
by
this
it.
Book?
Live in it.
May we trust God's book
so we can rejoice
and
throughout
may we
eternity.
Trust God's Son to be our Savior.
In your truth,
and that we held
Let's just talk
tight
to God right now.
To your truth filled.
God,
we live in a world that has dumped
Amen.
Your word. And it's so easy for us to get pulled into that mindset. Oh God, protect us. Help us love you and love your word. And allow it to be absorbed into our lives. And Father, may we trust your book. And may we trust your Son to be our Savior. If anyone here has never done that, if anyone here has been hanging on to the coattails of their parents, but have never trusted Christ, may the day be the day. They put their faith in him and have new life through him. We ask this in Jesus' precious and powerful name.